Welcome to Park Chatter, the podcast that brings you the latest news and insights on all things Disney theme parks and resorts with your hosts, Matt and Katie. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for some insider knowledge, they've got you covered. From the latest ride openings and food festivals to trip planning and advice, they're your ultimate guide to all things Disney. So sit back, relax, and let's chat on Park Chatter.
Welcome to another episode of Park Chatter. I am your host, Matt, and I'm with my co-host, Katie. Katie, how's it going?
Hello. It's going pretty well. I feel like it's been a little while since we chatted Disney, so we've had a lot of going on. I was just talking before the show. I've had some really, really busy work weeks. And then over the past weekend, my husband decided we wanted to redo the office where I record the podcast. So that was an unexpected renovation, and now it's like a big hollow empty room, so extra sound echoey here today. But now it actually looks like a put together room and not just like a back closet, which it was before. So very good. Been busy, but things are slowing down. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Yeah, we've been, you know, we've been off the air for a couple weeks now. This episode is coming in a little early. The 2 weeks ago, we were both just like really busy and we're like, hey, let's just, you know, kind of move on. That was like your birthday kind of area, your birthday week. And then, yeah, last week was around my birthday, but like 2 weeks ago, I was also doing celebrations for my birthday. Like, I never have a birthday week, but I definitely did this time.
As you should.
Well, I had different family members here at different times for my birthday. So like my mom was here before my birthday and she's like, listen, I got to make you a cake. Let's do this. I'm like, all right. So we did a cake. Then I had a birthday dinner. And then my in-laws, they were like, oh, we're not going to be around for your birthday, but we want to give you presents. So let's get together this day. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. On my actual birthday, I did even more. So it's just like,
non-stop, it was just birthday.
I know. It was
That's
just
the
so
best
great.
Kind of birthday. I love always birthday. One of my delightful coworkers got me this massive birthday balloon like 2 weeks ago at this point, and it is still alive and well, and it is massive and hanging at my desk. And we have like open office, right? Like we don't have offices, doors, anything like that. We have open office. We just sit at these open desks, right?
Yeah.
So everyone sees it when they walk past my area and they're like, oh my God, is it your birthday? And I'm like, I mean, like 2 weeks ago, but we're still celebrating. So so don't worry. Own it up. Everything's great.
Oh, I am. It's officially over. We had Mother's Day. My wedding anniversary was yesterday. It's just like so many celebrations. It's like, I got to stop eating cake and it's like, I got to stop. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's been crazy, but we are back at it. We've missed a few big news, you know, tidbits that come out from Disney. And luckily, we were going to record last night, but then I remembered, oh, wait, it's my wedding anniversary.
You so can't forget
let's
that.
Let's not record. Yeah. So I'm glad we waited because they dropped a lot of information on Tiana's Bayou Adventure today. And then we're going to talk about Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. And then talk about the new Island Tower at Disney's Polynesia Resort. So we got some good stuff happening. Let's just kind of go into Disney. So, Katie, I've been meaning to ask you because it's been a while. Uh-huh. I always like talking trip planning, but are you going in the fall now? What has been decided?
There have been no decisions made because Cassie and I procrastinate like no one's business. No, like, I don't know. Both of our lives just got a little chaotic the past couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
However, one of my other delightful coworkers is a DVC member, and we always chat Disney and everything and talk trips when we're together at work. And so she actually grabbed me in the hall the other day and said, "Hey, I just got an email promo for being a DVC member. It's 40% off a friends and family rate."
Yeah.
So I'm like, sign me up, girlfriends. I told her like the details of what I wanted and when we were thinking about going. We're still kind of flexible on dates. Like, we would know we want to go end of September, early October. But she hasn't got back to me yet, which is perfectly fine because it's not like that's her job at all. So I was like, you know, whenever you get a chance, just text me. So hopefully soon we'll have some dates. It's definitely happening. We just need to bite the bullet and do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I was asking because, like, right after we talked, and I think I messaged you because we were talking about, you know, you were thinking about doing Bay Lake Tower. Mm-hmm. But they announced that it's going under for a whole year renovation starting September 2024.
Time for us to go there.
So I was like, probably not the best time. Going to be lots of construction happening. They announced it's going to be going on for a full year. This is like the first big refurbishment that they're doing at Bay Lake Tower since it opened in 2009.
Which I think is crazy. I don't know why, but I feel like Bay Lake Tower is still like the newest thing, which I know it's not Riviera is, but I feel like, I mean, I guess 2009 is still not that long ago, but that was still that was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
That seems wild. It seems like it just opened to me.
So. I know. Yeah. It's still feels new, but they could be changing the floor, you know, wall coverings, linens, furniture, fixtures, you know, most DVC rooms are getting updated with like pull down Murphy beds instead of, you know, sofa beds, which is such a great improvement to the room, the Murphy beds. I don't know. It's probably not the best place to stay.
No, maybe not. I know. So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. If anything, honestly, maybe that would make it a little bit cheaper to stay, which is great.
It's possible. Yeah. Because they're not going to do every room at once, but
yes.
Yeah, you'll just have to mind the construction. I mean, you know, we were at Grand Floridian when it was under construction, and you kind of only hear it during the day, so it's not like, it's not terrible, but like you see it's there.
Yeah, well, and like our whole point of staying at a deluxe this time is to be able to have like deluxe resort time. So we want to spend at least one full day at the resorts. So definitely things to think about, but I don't know. We're being indecisive, both of us, so we'll get there eventually. It's happening. We just don't know what's happening, which is just kind of the sum up of mine and her relationship.
For sure. No, I hear you there. Well, sounds good. Yeah. Disney also announced that Yacht and Beach Club, their refurbishment begins January 2025, and that's going to be going through May 2025. They haven't really talked about what is being refurbished, but you know, there will be construction going on over there. You know, we do know that Stormalong Bay will be undergoing a long refurbishment as well, you know, so everything will be closed for Stormalong Bay, and that closure should last through June 2025. But you'll still be able to use the Tidal, Admiral, and Dune Cove leisure pools. So
that's kind of crazy, too. Like, obviously, you have to renovate the pool at some point, but that's easily, hands down, the coolest and best pool and biggest perk of staying at Beach and Club. So, like, having it down for 6 months is wild.
I know.
Like, I would hope, I mean, I'm sure this would be impossible, but, like, at least let them go use Boardwalk's pool or something. Like, that's a huge perk of staying at a deluxe resort to have. I mean, I don't know how else you would do it. You have to, but oof.
I know.
Mad.
Like, I know.
We went in January or February or something like that. I would have been so mad if the pool was closed.
I know. I mean, Disney does plaster like renovation notifications like all over their websites, and it's so like, they're so annoying to look at because they're always there.
That's true.
But like, it's good that they have them because they really need to warn guests that it is happening.
That's a big decision factor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, we just took a long trip and did pools a lot of the day. Like, I couldn't imagine, you know. It was really annoying. I think I said this, but one day we were at just like the Boulder Ridge quiet pool, and they were just like jackhammering the jacuzzi area, just like all these like steps, and like we're like, well, this is our pool time, so we're gonna stay here, but we're just listening to a jackhammer the whole time. Anyways, so yeah, look out for those refurbishments for those deluxe resorts. All right, well, let's get into the big news. So Disney announced this past week, and they actually leaked the information early. I think it was one of those good old press releases where they switched AM and PM.
Oh, so no.
Because they – so the thing was, they were going to so American Idol, they did a whole Walt Disney World episode on Sunday, and I actually tuned in for it.
I didn't know anyone but still watched American Idol. I mean, obviously they do. Apparently, people still do. I used to watch American Idol religiously.
Oh, same.
I would call in on my home phone. I'm not kidding. I voted Carrie Underwood to the top. I fully take 100% credit for her achievements throughout her career.
Yeah, it was all because of you.
I knew it.
Yeah. Yeah, people still watch. So they, you know, they had the episode, but they were going to announce it, the opening date for Tiana's Bayou Adventure there. But they kind of leaked the information with a press release earlier that day and then deleted it right away. So everyone was like, okay, well, the opening date is June 28th. So that's so that is when Tiana's Bayou Adventure will be opening in Walt Disney World, not Disneyland, just Walt Disney World. Yeah, so they did release some information based on previews and like what's going to happen like on opening day. So the biggest question was like, what were they going to do? Virtual queue, individual lightning lane, like what was going to happen? So it will utilize virtual queue, and you'll be able to do that again. You could do it at 7 a.m. or 1 p.m. So, you know, virtual queues go like really they go fast. In seconds. So like make sure you prioritize virtual queue over anything for those days. And then they also announced that it will be included as a Lightning Lane entrance for Genie Plus. So it is not a paid individual Lightning Lane.
And I think that is wild for a new attraction. But can you imagine?
It's not new. It is updated.
Updated attraction. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. But yeah, like,
I think that's part of it.
I get it, I guess. But like, there's so much hype over this ride. I am shocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I think they did that. I feel like they've done that before with another ride where it was just like an updated version. Maybe I'm blanking here.
I don't know. So Magic Kingdom's always been like, they haven't always had the individual lightning lanes. I guess they have it for Tron, but did they have it for Mine Train?
Yeah, they had it for Mine Train. Still? They still have it for Mine Train, yeah. Because I refuse to pay it on my trips.
Well, ignore everything I just said. Magic Kingdom definitely has individual lightning lanes. You're right, this is just a renovation, but this is like a big renovation of an icon of a ride. So.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Interested to see how Virtual Queue goes. Hopefully
they also announced that. So standby queue will not be available during the initial opening days, but they do expect to open a standby queue soon after its opening. Seems like it might not be around that long, you know, depending on.
True.
Yeah.
I wonder too, like, with it, honestly, I do keep forgetting that it's not a new ride. It is just like, it's the same ride, just different fancy features or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So they know exactly what capacity the ride can run. They know exactly how many people can flow through the ride at a certain point. So they clearly know that it will, until the crazy Disney people come out on June 28th, they clearly know how much strain this ride can take, and they think that this can handle it. So I guess we will we'll see. It's not going to be like Tron or Rise of the Resistance where you had no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
With a high tech ride, like this is the same ride function. Mm-hmm. So, all right, okay, Disney.
Yeah. One of the things I always remembered about Splash Mountain was I always hated waiting in the queue for it, as not because it wasn't beautiful. I always loved the themed mm-hmm. queue, but I always felt I waited in that line for so long.
Really?
Like it felt like I would barely move. I don't know. It just always felt longer than other queues. That's just my
I'm trying to think if I ever really waited in a long, long queue for it. I know I did one time. It was during my DCP, and a family friend had come to visit, and that's what she wanted to do, and so we just waited. And I didn't care that I waited like 45 minutes to an hour, because I was like, what else am I going to do? Like, I'm here all the time. It's fine.
Yeah.
But other than that, I almost always got Fast Pass or Genie Plus or that's something.
That's because, yeah. Like, Splashman was always easy to get.
Never waited long for it.
Yeah. Well, that's because Splash Mountain was always easy to get fast mm-hmm. passes, just because like a lot of people just don't want to get wet.
Yeah.
Like that was one of the last ones to go. You know, people are always going to do like Space Mountain, Haunted mm-hmm. Mansion, Big Thunder. Like true. They would put that, you know, way ahead of Splash Mountain. So that is going to be going on June 28th. And then let's see. So they are doing previews. So for cast member previews, so if anyone's a cast member out there, I'm sure you already know this, you know, May 20th, you'll be able to register for an exclusive preview. The previews will occur from June 3rd through June 7th. So those cast members, they'll be able to experience the ride before media and, you know, pass holders or even like Disney Vacation Club previews. And the cast members can bring up to 2 guests for that. And then they'll have another chance June 23rd through 26th. So if they can't get previews before then. And then annual pass holders. So this is the big one here. So for annual pass holders, the previews will take place on June 13th, 14th, 16th, 17th, 18th, and 20th. And they do need to make a park reservation and join the virtual queue on the day of the preview, which is at 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. And those days are already at capacity for pass holders. So if you're listening to this now, it's too late.
Sorry. Keep scouring it. Maybe someone will drop it, but I don't see that happening.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Katie, as I was reading this, I saw you were giving a face. What was the...
So, I was trying to figure out why those specific dates. The 15th and not the 19th. So, the 15th is a Saturday. So, I guess, fine. That makes sense. It's a busy day anyway. And the 19th is Juneteenth. So, maybe that you're thinking more people would be off work. Like, we're off work for Juneteenth.
Probably, yeah. A lot of companies are giving Juneteenth off. Yeah,
I was just looking at those dates. I'm like... Why can't it just be the full week? I don't understand what they're doing.
Well, those days are always, Saturdays are always like the busiest at Magic Kingdom. So they were like, you know, you don't want all these pass holders coming in on Saturday. And
And that's
Juneteenth
figured,
makes sense because it's a national holiday now.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I figured one of those dates was. And I wasn't connecting in my head that it was the 19th as in Juneteenth. So cool. That's exciting. I wish I had an annual pass and could just do things like this, but best of luck to all of you lucky duckies out there who get to do fun things. Yeah, you.
I know. Yeah, that's going to be exciting. It's going to be so hard. Like, I really don't want to spoil myself for this.
Same.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be really hard because I really want to know what it looks like. But
I think it'll be fine. I mean, you've saved yourself from so many spoilers of Star Wars.
I have. Yeah. Yeah. The hype is just big right now, and I just want to see what it looks like. And, you know, Splash Mountain's like, you know, growing up, that was like my favorite attraction. It's, you know, as an adult, I'm like, oh, yeah, I just don't want to get wet.
I'm almost wondering, like, this is going to be hype for probably a month or two. But, like, I think the hype's going to die down so much faster.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Just because it's not a different ride. It's the same track. No, change the track at all.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think they did. It's all just cosmetic things.
No, it's all track. It's all cosmetics. Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, so they didn't.
Maybe it won't be.
Everything's built on a mountain. So,
you can't do much.
It's gonna cost. It would cost them so much money to redo the track in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple other things that are happening on June 28th. You'll be able to find, you know, merch. You'll be able to find merch at the Emporium. And then after the attraction debuts, the merchandise will hop over to the Critter Co-op in Frontierland. So that one I didn't really understand. So why isn't it, I guess, why isn't the Critter Co-op, is it, I guess, is it not opening the same day? I don't know. I'm just confused.
So the Critter Co-op is the, like, ride gift shop.
Yeah.
Shop, right? And, like, the one, like, right outside. So maybe that's just not open yet.
Maybe, I don't know. Just how Disney worded it was weird. So,
hop on over. Okay, Disney.
I know. Yeah. Cute. And then if you want some of Tiana's famous beignets, those are drizzled with honey and powdered sugar.
That.
You can.
I was just saying that I'm so excited about over at Golden Oak Outpost and Friar's Nook. Like, shut the front door. Yeah.
It's only limited time, though.
Okay, well, define limited because Disney doesn't give me specifics, and I need
a week. It's just so weird. Yeah, why wouldn't they just keep it? I don't understand.
As soon as a billion people buy them, then they will.
Yeah, true.
I know. They should make it another little cart like they do the cheeseburger rolls.
Mm.
How fun would that be? I would buy so many because I will tell you, I've never actually gotten any beignets from Disney because I've never been to Disneyland where I feel like they're the best, and I've never been to Port Orleans Rivers or French Quarter. Mm-hmm. I've never had any, and I really want some, and this is my opening, so please be there until the end of the fall, please.
Yeah.
Or until you announce that Dinosaur is closing officially, and then I go down for one day, ride Dinosaur all day long, hop over to Magic Kingdom, and eat 10 orders of beignets, then come home. That's my next plan. That's my next plan.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The second they tell me Dinosaur is officially gone, I'm booking a flight like that weekend for a day trip and coming home. Because I have to.
Yeah, I love it. I think you should.
That is not any breaking news team. I'm not speculating anything. It's just, it's coming. I just need a date.
It's coming. Yeah, the imminent threat is there. So
I know. It's so cute. I always talk to local Leanne. She always tags me anytime she's at Animal Kingdom and sees my dinosaur. And it just like warms my heart, Leanne. You're the gem of all gems. You have no idea how much that means. But like, we were talking the other day. I'm like, every time I'm like, is this it? Are you going to get rid of it? Like, I have been saying goodbye to my dinosaur for like 3 years at this point. Like, how much heartache can I take?
Yeah.
Tell me already.
I wish I walked into the gift shop on our last trip just so I could like see if there's any merch over there.
Yeah.
You know, anything left.
I do need a dinosaur pin. That is something I will need.
Yeah. I wonder if there's even anything over there. Mm. Well, if anyone's listening and if anyone is there next time, help us.
Now that we switched over to dinosaur, because that's the only place my brain goes. Tiana's Bayou Adventure. That's what we were actually talking about. Sorry.
Well, you know, we were pretty much done. You know, so that's that's pretty much over now.
Yeah,
so.
I just want to eat the beignets.
Yeah, beignets are pretty good. I had them over in Disneyland. Mm-hmm. You know. They're pretty good. You know, if you like fried dough, you know.
I love fried dough.
Yeah. I'm okay.
Sugar, honey, give me it. I want it.
Yeah. I could pass. I'd rather get something else.
Okay, well, I'll eat yours.
If they're in front of me, I'll eat them. Don't get me wrong. So.
Fair enough.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the next big topic. So last week, Disney announced all the news for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. And, you know, it's halfway to Halloween. People are waiting for this. They're like, okay, when's Disney going to announce it? And they finally talked about it last week. So this year, the Halloween party will be kicking off the earliest that it ever has. And the first party is August 9th. And it will take place on select nights for 38 nights through October 31st. So sometimes there's like a party after the 31st, but no, it is ending on Halloween this year.
Which is crazy because isn't Halloween on a Thursday this year?
I don't know.
A Thursday this year. How do you not know that, obviously?
I don't know.
I have to know these things. Yeah, it's on a Thursday. And so like you would think it would at least go Friday and Saturday, but no.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, usually they'll do it like on the first in the past. Yeah. And then like the next week is like, that's when Christmas. The Christmas party kicks off. But they're just like, you know, if we're starting Halloween early, we got to start Christmas early this year too. So.
That is crazy. August 9th. August is still summer, fam. I'm sorry. It is. It is.
Well, we start Halloween. We start celebrating Halloween beginning of September.
Yeah.
So
super acceptable.
Yeah. But yeah, August is still
is
a little
peak summer.
Still a bit early.
Like, what are you going to tell me next year? It's going to be July? Fam.
I hope not.
More parties is better. I understand. It's just, Lord have mercy. If you have a heavy costume on, you are going to be sweating bullets.
Do not wear a heavy costume.
Do not.
Yeah, the worst. Do not. Do something very light. You're not going to want to do that.
We really want to do a Halloween party, I think. We've tossed around the idea and, like, keep thinking of different duo costumes we could do, but I don't know.
You and Cassie?
Yeah, sorry, when we go in the fall. I don't know if we will. I've only been to two parties, one as a young teenager with my family, where we dress up as crayons, Crayola mm-hmm. crayons. That was weird. And then a couple years ago with Nick, and we did Carl and Ellie from Up.
So oh, yeah.
Fun. But that was 2018, so it's been
Was
fun.
It really that long ago?
I think so.
That's crazy.
Maybe it was 19, but I'm pretty sure it was 2018.
Crazy. Yeah, so tickets are on sale now for guests staying at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels, Walt Disney Swan and Dolphin hotels, and Shades of Green. So actually, those have been on sale for the past week or so. And as of today, if you're listening on May 15th, tickets are now on sale for all guests. So you don't have to be staying at a hotel to purchase a ticket. So if you're really looking to go to the first one, I haven't heard that it's sold out yet, but the first one is always the one that sells out first, just because, like, you know, everyone needs to go to the first mm-hmm. one. And usually the one on Halloween sells out second. So if you want to go to either one of those two dates, make sure you buy your tickets automatically or immediately. Mm-hmm. And actually, since tickets are on sale, I'm just realizing that I did not even bring up the prices for this.
Oh my gosh, I'm sure it's astronomical.
Yeah.
Although, it doesn't really sound like there's too much new this year. So I'm just
I have the newts.
Like, Mickey and Minnie have new costumes, neon spiderweb attire, but they're kind of always wearing that kind of stuff. So that doesn't really seem anything crazy to me. More villains, but doesn't get any specifics. But it says, who knows?
Well, yeah, I mean,
selfie.
Real quick, though, for the villains, though, I'm glad that they're recognizing that they need more villains at the party. Like, let them walk around. Just let
that's
them
exactly,
have fun.
And that's what it sounds like, which would be so fun.
Yeah, I think so, too. Just, like, let them be free. Because, like, if you think about it, there's really not that many villains that, like, you can, like, really meet and greet. Like, I don't know why, but, like, thank goodness.
And they're the best. They're always so, like, sought after.
Yeah.
So, hopefully they can be walking around to at least have more official meets. We'll see what that comes up with. But I don't really see too much as far as, like, who's going to be there yet.
Yeah, they don't have anything. They did announce that Bruno from Encanto will be there. He'll be doing meet and greets with Maribel over at their casita in Fairytale Garden.
That's cute. So, I like that.
That'll be fun.
Because you can't meet Bruno anywhere now, can you? Is he at Disneyland?
He's been in Disneyland a lot.
But not at Disney World.
But this is, I think this is the, I don't know if this is the first time that he's coming to Disney World. Has he been at Disney World before? Because this is his first time at the party.
Got it. Cool. I don't know.
Yeah. So, and then, let's see here. So the Halloween parade, I guess they've been pushing the Halloween parade back later, but it starts at 8:15. They're doing it earlier this year, they say, at 8:15. But I remember the parade always being around like 8:15.
Yeah, maybe it was at 9 at the latest. But
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know.
That seems early. Is it even dark enough at 8 o'clock in August? No.
Yeah, I don't
know. Okay, whatever, Disney. You do you. I hope it doesn't say here, but I imagine they'll still do their two parades. one probably early and one in the or later, which our biggest tip, me and Matt both always say this, like, skip the first parade. It's going to call in all the crowds with the little kids. Go do rides and characters and stuff during that first parade and like the first few shows, and then see the nighttime one. If you're able to stick it out and see the late night one, because it's so less crowded. It's actually it's, dark
so
out.
So it's I see it here. It's 8:15 and 11:15 p.m.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so all the kids are gone. Like, no one's there. The Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular fireworks will be 10 p.m. The Hocus Pocus villain spectacular is coming back, which
that's
is so much
one.
Fun.
I love that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, love that show. So there's three showings between August 9th and September 28th. And then from September 29th through August 31st, there will be four showings for that one, which is weird. I'm not like, how come some parties get four shows?
Is it always a standard time? Like, does the what time does the party end? Does it always end
the party,
at midnight?
So the party ends at midnight. The last showing for the Spectacular is midnight.
It is midnight, though.
So you can get some extra time. If you really want to.
You just can't ride the rides. You can stay and watch the show, which is exactly what you should be doing. Because if you're paying $1 million for this gosh darn evening event, stay the full time.
Yeah, and remember, and you can get in the park at 4 p.m. Yes. We didn't even mention the time. So, yeah, you can get into the park at 4 p.m. And then you can, you know, you're there from 7 p.m. to midnight. So, like, maybe if you guys, you and Cassie do this, like, don't
maybe
buy a park ticket. Like, just go to the Halloween party and use that, because, like, you've done Disney a million times. Like, you know, enjoy yourselves at the party. So
that's actually a really good idea, Matt.
Yeah. So you can do that. And then, yeah, they're going to have overlays for, like, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Force, Space Mountain. Space Mountain's awesome.
The coolest.
Yeah, it's
Pitch
so cool.
Black in Space Mountain was legitimately terrifying.
Yep. Yeah, it's really, really fun. So definitely do that, you know. So yeah, a lot of the same stuff that is returning. You know, you can do that.
Yeah, they also, I was also reading, I think I skipped this ahead earlier too, but they're having a Descend dance party for the new Descendants Rise of Red Descendants movie coming out, which I'm not ashamed to say I'm obsessed with Descendants. I think it's hilarious and so good.
Oh, nice.
The music is a banger, so I'm so excited for this new Descendants movie. And you bet your bottom dollar I would be dancing up with the Descendants characters. Not that I really care about the characters, but their music is a jam. so I actually think that one would be really fun to hang out and pass through. And that's over at the Rocket Tower Plaza stage over in Tomorrowland. So that's pretty fun. They always have some sort of dance party, but is it usually Descendants?
Well, I know they have like a Disney Junior.
Yeah, they have a Disney Junior one.
I was just seeing it before. Let's see. Boogie Down at the Disney Junior Jam at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. So it's at it's over there. Yeah. And then at Frontierland they have the Cadaver Dance Barbershop Quartet. And then
they're my favorite.
Oh, over in Adventureland, I didn't get to see this, but you can listen to sea shanties being played by the Rusty Cut Glass, which is a spirited pirate band.
What? Is this new? Is that something that's always
new? No, there? They've had it kind of recently. I think it's fairly new. It is not new this year, but I know they've had it in the past. I don't know how long it's been going on, though.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, and there's always trick-or-treating, so make sure you get tons of candy. If you want lots more candy, at the end of the night, they're just going to start stockpiling it in your bags.
Yes, don't do your trick-or-treating right away, because one, you don't want to carry it around all night, and two, you'll get so much more going through the lens at the end, and you won't have to wait or anything like that.
Exactly, yep, yeah. So I was looking at the prices. So the event tickets are going to range anywhere between $119 and $199 per ticket. So I would say $199 is going to be probably like one of those first, that first party, just because it's always so busy. Halloween is going to be that price. But I think once you get into like later August and early September, that's when they're probably going to be the cheapest. So,
yeah.
And then annual pass holders and Disney Vacation Club members can save $10 per ticket for Only nights in August and September, not in October, okay. though.
That checks out.
But yeah, that is most of the information for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. So the party's so much fun. I love it. I can't wait till my girls are older where they can last longer than like 9 o'clock. So,
you can dress them up as crayons. It's so fun. I'll give you that.
No. We're actually going to be different kind of like cold cuts and like deli meats.
Stop.
You know, I'll be like a ham.
Oh my God.
My
stop.
Daughter will be like turkey. The other one will be like liverwurst or something.
That is unhinged.
Melissa will be cheese.
Yes. I love it. Yeah. Full support.
Yeah. So anyway, so that is Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So the last big one we're going to talk about today is, so Disney announced the full name for the new tower that's going up over at the Polynesian. So it is called the Island Tower at Disney Polynesian's Villas and Bungalows. So Disney Polynesian Villas and Bungalows is the DVC name. So now it's just, they're now adding more Island Tower at, you know, at that. So they did finally show off what the lobby will look like. So that's pretty neat. So again, so this is projected to open December 2024. It is a 10-story tower. It's overlooking the views, it's overlooking the stunning views of the Seven Seas Lagoon and will celebrate the natural world and, of course, the magic of Disney. When you arrive at the Island Tower, you will notice beautiful designs created exclusively for the exterior, including a gorgeous manta ray that symbolizes freedom, protection, and grace. Inside the lobby, you will be greeted by an art panel installation on the ceiling inspired by several Polynesian islands, showcasing wildlife native to each locale. Each animal holds a strong connection to the islands and symbolizes values important to the Polynesian. And then, yeah, there's, you know, a bunch more that they got going on there. So, Katie, you know, what are your thoughts on the intro here? Or yeah. Not the intro, the lobby, I should say.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I like it. It's very pretty. I'm not sure it feels Polynesian-y. It's very...
That was my,
like, it's very tan and sandy. But, like, that's not actually what I think of when I think of Polynesian. I think of what it actually is currently, which is, like... dark browns mm-hmm. and greens and trees and bright flowers. And this, yeah. like, it's not giving me anything. It's gorgeous. Honestly, it kind of looks like the, whatchamacallit, tower over at Coronado that they built.
Grandestino, yeah.
Destino. That's kind of what it gives me.
Yeah, but. Like, I agree the same. Like, when I think of, like, Aulani and, like, what currently exists yes. for the Polynesian Resort, that's what I think of
this
when I think of Polynesian.
Fit.
This reminds me more of like a desert themed.
Yeah, it's too modern
resort.
Too.
Yeah,
like Poly is not supposed to be a modern vibe.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's pretty.
I don't know. I agree though. It is. It is very beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's easily the most beautiful lobby. Well, I'm not gonna see ever.
No, no, no.
It's not.
You know.
But
don't.
It's a very gorgeous lobby. I stopped. I know myself. I make these bold claims and then I take them back immediately. Calm down. It yeah. is gorgeous, but it just isn't really, it's not giving Polynesian. Like, and like in that, excuse me, in that second picture in there, like there's these green big like tube things hanging down from the ceiling.
Yeah,
I imagine, like it looks like
they're
it
like
has turtles
they're moss
and birds,
walls.
Moss walls, yeah. something, but like that is literally the only green. It's just weird. I don't know. Maybe they can put in some fake plants. Go to IKEA and buy some fake plants and start setting them up.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if this is kind of like a Lani where like you walk into the front and like as you kind of look towards the back, you just see like the Seven Seas Lagoon.
And that would be cool. And like keep yeah. an open air concept, which Florida would never be able to do because
No. Yeah,
but, like,
you can't
that
do
kind
open
of,
air.
That kind of vibe of like yeah, full yeah. windows, blast yeah, yeah, AC, yeah. but full windows and like see through kind of thing. Because yeah. that's how Lani is. You just, it's completely open air.
Yeah.
But just like full window. I don't know. But again, then it would get super friggin' hot.
No. Yeah. This is not Hawaii where it's breezy and 70s and 80s all year long.
Can you tell I want to go back to Hawaii?
Oh, I know. I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming of going back. I'm watching too many Hawaii home makeover shows. I want to go back.
Man, it's the best. So, I don't know. Yeah. I'm a fan. I like it. It's fine. It's not, I don't know.
Yeah. I definitely want to stay here. Like I'm really excited to stay here in the future. They announced that they will be, you know, they'll have rooms that can sleep from 2 to 9 guests. So they're going to have those duo studios. You know, they brought those small studios in from what did they do those? They were called the Tower Studios at the Riviera Resort, where like it's a very small room and like the only bed is like a pull down Murphy bed. So those are like tiny rooms. So I assume that's what that's going to be. I I'm speculating on what that is. But then they will have 1 and 2 bedroom villas and what they're calling brand new 2-bedroom penthouse villas.
What?
Yeah. So I was thinking there might be like a restaurant going up there, but no, at the very top, they're going to be like penthouse 2-bedroom villas. Yeah. So I'm really curious to see what the points are for that. I mean, we're about to pay an arm and a leg for the week that we're going for. Well, when I say pay for an arm and leg points, we're using a lot of points for our trip coming up in March for Grand Floridian, just because we really want the lake view. So like, I'm curious what would be the difference between these two. So we do know that starting June 4th, DVC members can make early rental reservations by contacting member services. And then DVC members will be able to make point-based reservations at a later date. June 5th, annual pass holders can start booking rental reservations after that. And then on June 6th, all guests can make reservations online or by contacting, you know, a number by Disney, 407-934-7639. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what the points are going to be, because I assume I'll be able to see them at some point. Yeah, I don't know how soon. We'll Disney will mention soon, but
yeah. It's cool. And I didn't realize it was going to be opening this year, like December 2024, but like that's a lot sooner than I kind of expected. I honestly keep forgetting that this is happening because I feel like it's been like in the works or talked about or thought about for so long. And I mean, it's not like we see the daily coverage of it as if something was happening in the park or anything like that, of the tower being built. Like, it just isn't on my radar. And for it to just turn around and say, oh, just kidding, I'm going to be here in a couple months, blows my mind that it's coming up.
I know. Yeah. I'm curious, like, what kind of restaurants, lounges, like, if they're even going to have one. Huh?
They're going to need more something in there. Like,
yeah, like there looks like there's, I can only see from one image.
Not much, yeah.
It's tough to look at, but it seems like there might be an outdoor sitting area, like if you think about like Bay Lake Tower, it doesn't have a shop in it, like in the lobby. They do have the lounge at the very top just for DVC members. And this tower doesn't seem like it's going to be that big. I think there is going to be a small pool off to the side because you can see that in the image. So there will be something over there for that, for those amenities, which is good. I'm curious what the walking path is going to be like. Yeah. Like, will the path, like, it looks like there will be a walking path in the front. I should say by the lake. So like the lakeside entrance, because it looks like there is a lakeside entrance. Will you be able to use that path to go to the Grand Floridian? Just kind of curious. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like what's on the other side. It wouldn't be very fun to walk along a path on the other side of like the main road. So.
Did we lose you, Katie?
Oh no.
I think I lost Katie.
I'm here.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, there was some serious lag with Katie. We got her. She's back.
Oh, I'm back. My computer, I don't know if you can tell in the reflection of my glasses, but my computer keeps being really weird, and it's like flashing. So I'm glad I wasn't gone forever.
No, I got you. I'm like, oh no, there's dead air.
Oh no.
Yeah, so Katie, so Katie, what do you think?
Yeah, the walking path would be kind of cool if it, like I was saying, it doesn't really make sense for it to be on like the front, like non-lagoon side of it, because that wouldn't be very fun or safe with it being like right next to the main road. So I would hope that it would be up along the waterfront. I think that would be really fun and more enjoyable, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what parking's going to be like, too. Because, like, at least, like, with, like, at Grand Floridian, at the, there's, like, a parking lot right by the DVC building. So, like, that's nice. Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. I want to know more of the layout and what this is going to look like.
I'm having the hardest time, like, with my spatial recognition right now. Because I can't even picture where this building is. Like, because in my mind, there's not a whole lot of space. But there actually is quite a bit of space over there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a big lawn. Yeah, it's, oh, man. Yeah, I'm looking at the old, well, I'm looking at a map, but it still has all the old imagery. Yeah.
I'm looking at the Disney Experience app right now, so.
Yeah, like it's going to be pretty close to the parking lot at.
Yeah, I wonder if they'd even share a parking lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I don't see where it could go, because there are highways right there.
It's tight in there. Yeah, it's really
and honestly,
tight.
Though, if you say it's not a very big tower, so they don't need a huge space. And Poly, in general, has a huge parking lot, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe they just won't have a specific parking lot for the DVC. Oh, my, what will we do?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? But
you'll have really good views of the wedding pavilion, though. I just realized that. Like, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Totally.
Oh, man.
Well, so that's the island tower over at Disney's Polynesian Villas and Bungalows. So that'll be opening up in December. So if you're interested, reservations will begin for all guests for June 6th.
Woo-hoo.
So, well, that's going to bring us to an end today, Katie. So...
Okay.
It's been fun. Glad talking Disney again.
Always fun. Thinking about the tower renovations and buildings and all that stuff reminded me, I saw someone post on Instagram. They were over in Fort Wilderness and they saw all of the new cabins being put in. Have you seen any of the construction updates?
No, I haven't.
So like,
no.
I am not massive. And it was just someone's like, Instagram story, so I'm sure it's nothing actually officially been published anywhere. But I've never really been to Fort Wilderness and I didn't really know much about how the layout was of the original cabins. But like watching this person's video, it was One Magical Place, if you're following them on Instagram. Beautiful family, I just love them. But they, I messaged them because I'm like, these seem really close together.
Like, they were always pretty close.
But this just seemed like, I don't know, maybe they were, but
too close.
I think they were just like really on top of each other. Like, how is this like your own private space? Like I don't know. It just seemed really awkward, and it could have been the angles too. But they were mentioning like, I think it might also be the lack of like a front porch area that was built. So they got closer. I don't know. It just seemed odd. So I'm interested to see how that plays out. But keep your eyes out. If anyone's at Fort Wilderness, take a video and send it to us because I want to know. It just seemed wildly close.
Yeah, I remember they were pretty close, but I'll have to look at actual footage and to see what is going on over there because I have no idea.
Yep, I don't know. We'll see. That was just the only other thing that sparked my memory since we were talking about construction on
the shelves. Yeah. Well, they need to bring Reflections back. Let's do that.
Bring it back. Let's just do it.
Come on. I mean, there's so much land over there. Let's do something with it. Come on, Disney. Let's bring Reflections back.
I know.
Yeah. All right, well, Katie, let's get out of here. Where can everyone find you?
Oh, well, you can hang out with me on Instagram. I'm at MagicallyMootsy.
Excellent. You can find me on Instagram at ParkChatterPod. Yeah, until next time, Katie, we'll see you then.
Okay, bye.